We're here. We're on the ski lift
We're on a
now.
ski lift in Zoom right now. I
Woohoo!
don't know how long I'll keep this view on, but
I'm in a bubble shape that is crossing about a quarter of Chris's face. Emily is fully
Yeah.
immersed into
That's
the
what I'm
ski
seeing.
lift, and Chris is a square.
Chris is square.
It's hip to be square.
Is it redeemable?
Welcome back to No Redeeming Feature. It's
It
hip
is
to
hip
be
to be
square.
square.
Welcome to part two of Troll 2. We had so many things to say about this movie that we couldn't fit it all in one frickin' episode. So, hi, I'm Emily. That's Pauline. Chris is our guest. Now
Hello.
you're a guest on two episodes,
And
Chris.
now a guest on two episodes because I
Yay!
talked
And
just that long.
yeah,
I
well,
think
you
we
know
need
what?
to
I don't
talk
know.
about how that I'm drunk and nobody else
No, we're not going to. We're gonna try and pass you off as sober. It's definitely not Pauline's Friday and everyone else's Monday, and Pauline definitely did not have a bad day and is not having
Today
wine.
wasn't so bad, but the week on whole.
Okay. So,
I just moved my microphone.
we're gonna do this. We're gonna get through this
Yeah.
movie.
I just sent you guys a picture of what I see on my
Okay.
screen.
Excellent.
I knew the picture was being taken, but you two clearly did not.
Okay. Okay. Am I
I am
making a
looking at
face?
it. Yep.
Also, the picture that I am seeing of myself is mirrored.
Pauline is smiling. That'll have to go on the gram. To put on the gram.
Why
That's pretty amazing.
am
Okay.
I mirrored?
I don't know, baby.
It's fine. Keep going.
Yeah.
I know.
Do we not want to be on the ski lift
Yeah.
anymore? Is it
I
too
like the ski
confusing?
lift.
Okay, we're on the ski
Ski
lift.
lifts are
I
fine.
feel very
I like
cozy.
ski lifts.
All right. So where we last
Okay.
left our intrepid hero, Joshua.
There
Joshua?
was a hand
Joshua had been
on the
spying on
face.
the vegans in the preachy basement
Are they vegan?
garage, vegetarian.
Well, they're
They're vegetarians
vegetarians.
because
They're
they have to
vegetarians.
turn. The point is, they have to feed the goop to the people to turn them into plants before
Why
they
do they
eat
say
them.
plants? They live in the forest.
Maybe.
But it's they do at some point, I don't remember exactly when, they do talk about what it turns the people into is like half human, half plant.
Yeah.
That's true. They do say that.
And later
Maybe that's what they
So there's
like.
something about that they don't like the meat, but
They don't
there's
like
something about the
blood.
plant. Yeah, the
Yeah.
plant like turns them into human plant.
They don't
Hybrids.
eat meat, but they sure like the bone.
Yep, basically.
That's what she said. All right, okay. We are grown-ups here. And what happens next? Let's see.
What
Chris, you
happens
took
next?
notes.
Yeah, so we have this is where we jump cut to Holly confronting Elliot.
Right. Oh my God.
She goes over to the Winnebago
Jesus Christ.
to confront him about how upset she is that he has once again brought his buddies with him and he has prioritized his buddies over her. And I know you can edit this if you like, but I had my note as she very quickly goes full Amber Heard because about 2 seconds after talking to him, she just decks him
She
and he
just
falls to the
decks
ground.
him.
And we know that she can
Oh.
land one because we saw her working out
She's been
earlier in the
she
show.
lifts. She lifts,
Yeah,
bro.
she
She
lifts.
lift, bro.
She lifts him right out of his shoes almost. She's just like
Yeah,
boom.
she
And then
nails him
cursing.
one.
Yeah. And then, he's like, "What the hell?" And they're yelling at
Yeah.
each other and
They yell at each other for a
yeah.
second, and then we
Oh yeah,
jump
and
cut
then
back
time
to
is weird.
dad.
Let's just take a moment to acknowledge that you shouldn't nut somebody unless you're in a dire situation.
Please do not hit people. Violence is never the answer unless you are being violenced upon.
Yes.
Maybe you should defend yourself. That's my thought on
So
it.
we have, once again, we have dad to the rescue.
Yeah.
Dad, I guess, woke up out of his stupor, found his kid was missing,
Yeah.
comes running into the church to save Joshua from the ice cream?
Yeah, so
Question mark? Question mark? Question mark?
they've cornered him and they're all like gathering around him. They're like, "Eat this stuff." And it's kind of cutting back between them being like you sort of see them as trolls for a bit. And one of them licks their human tongue out through the troll mask. And I
Right,
like
and you can see both mouths.
you can see the mouth under the mouth and it's like blah, and
Barf.
I died inside a little. It was like, oh, this is
Barf.
really disturbing.
And I think this is like trying to give us the impression that this like cutting back between goblin and human is like the kid can see them for the goblin that they are, but the dad can only see the humans.
Because that's kind of what something. Happens. Yeah.
Like that's kind of what they're doing. Because when the dad comes in, they definitely all look like humans.
Yeah.
But I think it's trying to give us the idea that the kid can see the goblin, the true goblin nature of them.
He's got the shine, you know.
He's got the shining,
going on. He can see the things, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He sees grandpa. Nobody else sees grandpa.
He sees dead people.
Yeah. They're all chanting.
This is where
together?
The kid. This is where the kid points out about the clover leaves.
Yes. He's like, look, they're all goblins. They've all got same clover birthmark, which never really gets like explained or delved into. I feel like it was maybe like if that was even part of the story, it got cut.
Also, like pointing out a like a group of people's skin condition, kind of rude.
Rude,
kid. Right? Yep, bit rude. Like, bit rude. No wonder they're trying to turn you into a plant and eat you.
Right? Although it did make me be like, is that what that is?
So, thank you for explaining that it's a clover mark of some kind, and that's how you can tell
birthmark?
who's a Nimglob. Yeah. What is it?
Nilbog. Nilbog.
Thank you.
A Nilbogian.
Nilbogian
skin
being.
Condition.
Skin condition.
Yeah. So then the dad eats him out of there. They get out.
Yeah.
After a little
back
and forth.
The dad's like, I'm taking my kid now, and the preacher's kind of like, yeah, okay, man. Sorry, we are bad.
Misunderstanding, and then
everything's
like,
cool.
Everything's cool.
And this is where we get to. The dad is going to go after the daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go get the daughter because she's hanging out with that no good. And this is where we find out that Elliot, the boyfriend, is apparently a playboy.
Yeah.
The dad refers to him as a playboy.
Is he?
He was very cozy with his friend in the bed.
Cozy with his friend. But playboy kind of implies that you have more than $5 to your name.
Oh, that kind of playboy. Right?
Maybe. I don't know. That's maybe I have the wrong. Maybe they're just.
I want to say for the Winnebago.
To me, a playboy is just like boinks whatever is going past.
Oh, so it's just
like
a man whore.
A fuck boy.
He's a fuck boy. There's fuck boy before the fuck boy was fuck boy.
That's what
now
I
playboy.
Thought it was.
The okay. Lip biters. Maybe I may have misread that then.
Yeah. But I can see where you would get that impression. Yeah.
I think this is where we get the fight scene between Elliot and the teenage daughter. Again, I just have to keep referring to her as teenage daughter because I'm pretty sure they didn't give her a name.
What is her
in
name?
The movie?
She's got a name.
I'm sure she's
it.
Got a name on IMDb, but I don't remember them ever calling her it in the movie.
Yeah, nobody's
Holly.
Really got a name. We said that.
Holly. Yeah,
you
and the mom,
said that.
The mom's name is Diana. She's got a name too.
She's got a name too.
Look at that. But like the funny thing about this is like, she decked him, and then we cut back to the scene with the ice cream thing, and then it's like, okay, I'm getting you out of here. It was quite a lengthy scene where he's getting intimidated by these trolls, and then now we're going to get in the car, and then the dad's like, oh, look, there she is. Let's go get your sister, and they get out of the car, and it's as if the hit is – time is weird.
Yeah.
Is what
they have no concept of – they have no
like,
concept of the understanding of time.
It's a small town. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he
time
comes
works
up,
weird in Nilbog.
Yeah, time is – sure. Stonehenge, all that.
Stonehenge.
All of that, all of that.
Working weird in Nilbog.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, you got to come with us. Don't hang out with your friends anymore, young man. Come hang out with us now.
Well, the dad, because the dad's like, the daughter's coming with me.
Yeah.
And the Elliot's like, you and I got to have like a man-to-man talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do the like 90s... you know, I want your daughter, therefore I have to talk to you because you're the dad and own the daughter talk.
Ew.
And the dad's like, well, if you're a man and you're going to talk to me like a man, you're going to come without your friends.
Yeah. Leave your friends behind.
Yeah. Like you got to not wuss out and have your posse with you. You got to come talk to me one-on-one.
Very important in this movie. That's like a really important thing that everyone wants for Elliot. So he does it. He caves in and he leaves last friend whose name I forget. Behind.
Yep. He leaves last friend behind. And this is also where we learn that Elliot's friends are completely helpless without him.
Yeah.
Because the friend is like, don't leave me. What am I going to do all by myself? And Elliot's like, you have the Winnebago.
Also, like, they're still not like, where's other guy?
Arnold. Where's yellow shirt guy?
Like, this is since Arnold went missing has been like a day?
It's a day. Yeah, at least a day.
Yeah.
At least a day.
A night and a day. And
a night and a day, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, listen,
you can't report a person missing help.
Yeah.
For at least 24 hours, so maybe they're just not trying to panic.
Yeah. So I have to point out here that I made a mistake, and because the scene we cut to after this Elliot fight is the scene in the house that we said just before this with Credence.
We'll be fine.
Because you're right. Because with him dragging the pot and Credence coming in and capturing him. Because all my notes are like,
time is weird in Nilbog.
Timey-wimey.
Because I had my notes are about stumbling is dramatic acting. How many sweaty people are in this movie? Because he's again, in so addition sweaty. To the chlorophyll,
the green sweat and the sweat. Yeah,
like he is sweating like mad. In addition to the chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this where Credence saws him to death?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Ah! Huzzah!
We're there.
Yeah,
we're there.
I just saw him to death. Chainsaw, like exclamation point, right? Because now, because Credence is very annoyed that Arnold was trying to escape with his friend, that Arnold was trying to get his friend to help him escape, who she backhanded clear across the room into the bed, and then she's like, I'm going to teach you a lesson, and she pulls out a chainsaw.
As you do. She's just got one lying around.
Yeah. Ooh. And then she makes a comment about how this is going to tickle him.
Yeah,
and
then he gets and chainsawed and
starts to chainsaw him, and he does indeed start to giggle. But this chainsaw, while she's like swinging it around and revving it up and getting ready to get her chainsaw on with this kid, it sounds like a normal chainsaw.
Yeah.
While she's revving it.
Yeah.
And then she goes to like start cutting his trunk or so where his feet are. And all of a sudden, it starts to sound like if you were using a sewing machine on metal. It's the way that I described it. It's like this super fast clink, 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 clink noise.
There's sounds.
Only the finest in Foley for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There are sounds that do not belong to a chainsaw.
Yeah, yeah. I was quite concerned for the actor though, because like she was like swinging that chainsaw around. I was like, oh my god, I feel like that was set. Yeah. Like health and safety.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because that looked like a very real chainsaw.
It did, yeah, yeah.
With the blade going, and the nerd in me noticed the fact that the chain on the chainsaw actually was there.
On
the bottom of it. Well, not only was it there, but it's sagging a little bit. You're not supposed to have more than like an eighth of an inch gap on the between the bar and the chain, and that's if you're pulling it. And it was like hanging loose off the bar when she stopped it for a second before she started revving it. And I was like, that chain really needs to be tightened. That's not safe. No. That's going to come off the bar. That's not good.
Yikes.
Well, thank God.
But clearly Credence does not care so much. She's not up on her chainsaw maintenance.
Credence don't care.
I feel like that's Credence not a priority care. For her, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And her now we go.
Stonehenge.
Yeah. Stonehenge. And now we cut over from her and very creepily, like she starts to chainsaw Arnold and he starts to giggle and it is very disturbing.
Yeah. It's like, we get the bad feeling.
I get the no-nos. Yeah.
And this is where we jump over to the house. We go back to the house where they're staying. And we discover that small towns apparently throw parties in the house that you rented unannounced.
Also, how did they get there from the weird basement church so quickly with it? How?
We missed a detail. We also missed a detail in when they were doing the church confronting scene. We find out that the family that was supposed to have rented their place is still there.
He's like, wow, you're still here. And they're like, we had an incident or something.
And they're like, we had car trouble.
Car trouble. Okay, cool. The dad
says it.
kind of start to figure out maybe he's in a horror movie for a bit here. He's kind of
just for a moment.
Just he's kind of getting a little creeped out. So he's starting to clue in.
He's starting to clue in, and I think that continues when he walks into the house and finds all of the townspeople in his house. All singing and clapping.
Yeah.
Was that the tune? Can you remember? Oh my God.
It was
disturbing and creepy.
La 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 la. Country.
Royalty free.
Piano playing. Yeah. They're all just like.
And it is literally like a la 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 la. Yeah.
La 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 la. That's not it.
And once again, and one in many of these scenes, because all of the people, while they're singing along with this la la la, they're also clapping.
Yeah.
And proving just how much that white people can't keep time.
I got rhythm.
I got rhythm. Got rhythm.
Yeah.
I said that
these
joke,
people Jay. Are not these people are not on time with their clapping.
Oh, it's so bad.
All it proves is that they weren't playing that track on set.
Yeah. They're like, have laid out a feast for you. And the mom's like, wow, they brought all this food. It's like this buffet. And it's all this green, weird
got green shit on
weird
it.
Weird green shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Weird. Gross. Yeah. Disturbing. Yeah. Not into it.
Nala. Yeah.
And the daughter brings, and the mom's like, what the fuck's Elliot doing here? Because comes in with everybody and she's like, what the hell's he doing here? And this is where, again, the daughter with the power of words says, Elliot's part of the family now. Yeah. I said it, so it's true.
I know, right?
And the mom's like, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, no, I'm buy it. All right.
I'm not four bottles into Nilbog wine. Not at all.
Me
at
either.
Elliot's totally in now. That's all it took. Yeah, he just totally his in. Friends. So now he's part of the fam.
Yeah. Also had a note here about, wow, I hope the kid drank a lot of water because he's got some serious peeing to do to get them out of this one. There's a lot more food on this table.
Yeah. And the pastor's there and he's all like, oh, we wanted to apologize for the misunderstanding. Come on in. We made you do this food. Everything's going to be fine. And Joshua starts freaking. Yeah, I'm definitely not evil with a scar on my face and a thing, a little clover thing. And Elliot just starts freaking out. And Dad's like, no, that's it. Get out of here. Go upstairs. No, you're bad. Yeah. And the pastor's like, oh, it'll pass. He'll grow out of it. It's just a stage he's going through. And Elliot's upstairs, I think. And Grandpa appears. And he's like, well, we gotta get rid of these people here. You can't let them eat the food.
And we get several cuts back and forth between the upstairs room with Grandpa and Joshua and the downstairs room with the family and the party.
They're all like, all the family's sitting in chairs and everyone else is standing and they're slowly coming towards them with plates of this weird food. And they're like, la, 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 la.
And this is where if you watch the mom, she actually looks appropriately freaked out in this
Everybody's
moment.
Looking
she is
a
like
little...
wide-eyed and looking around and going like, what the fuck
is this?
This
is where everyone's starting to be like, wait a minute.
This is like ominously, this food is like, because the camera shot is like behind the food coming in. It's like, you can hear like the Jaws theme as this food is coming across the living room towards them.
Yeah, everyone's starting to be like, wait, And Grandpa steps out of the mirror and he's like, huzzah, I'm here.
Yep. Yeah, Grandpa like can actually now manifest. Here.
Yeah. Then does a goblin then come out of the mirror too?
I think the goblin comes out first because Grandpa comes in swinging an axe.
Yeah. Goblin comes out of the mirror, attacks Joshua. Then Grandpa comes out. He axes the goblin's hand. And oh my goodness, it's Credence the goblin. She backwards whoops into a backwards breaking mirror, and then
they just played the played the previous footage backwards.
Yeah, I was like,
Then
she's back into her house, and she's
and then she turns goes into her house. It was like what like it was simultaneously good and bad.
Yeah, it was both at the same time. I mean, you know what? That's this movie in a nutshell, honestly.
Yeah,
it was So she holds up her stumpy. And the acting
and is like screaming.
Yeah, and she's like
the
all
pain,
sweaty
again. Struggle.
Yeah, and she like crawls towards. I don't think we've mentioned that Stonehenge is kind of in her house.
Mm.
Kind of. There's like a stone wall.
There's like a stone wall with a gap in it.
And fog. Yes.
And fog.
Yeah.
Have we gone past the popcorn?
Not yet.
No. It's coming.
No. Don't worry, that's still coming.
It's coming.
As good as this is at this point where she's like backs out of the mirror, she's in her different face.
She is all gross and stubby, and then she goes into Stonehenge to get restored.
Yeah, but when she's gross and stubby, she has her pretty face.
No, she doesn't.
The makeup was kind of coming off a bit.
Are you
sure?
Yeah,
she
does not look pretty here. And she's this is like the first instance where we see, oh my God, I need chapstick lips.
Yeah. I think the eye makeup was maybe just like not as intense as it was the previous
filming. Yeah, but her hair is definitely down here.
Yeah.
This is also the first time.
Yeah, her hair is down. Yeah.
She's slowly morphing. So she's like, restore me. And she goes into the Gap.
Yeah.
Like the store?
And she buys a cute t-shirt.
She buys a cute t-shirt.
Pair of jeans.
Yeah, she was into the stones.
Yeah. And we also get, this is also the moment where we get Molotov Grandpa, because Grandpa knows how to fuck shit up.
Okay, I feel like, also I want to see the movie of like how Grandpa got all his mad skills. Like,
yeah.
He's just like, we're going to take care of it. Holds up a Molotov cocktail. It's like, heh, 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 heh.
Yeah. The Credence like screaming and getting her and like starting to kitty. Hi, kitty. Pauline is now holding one of her cats.
The cat has crashed the podcast.
He's yelling and screaming. So I picked him up.
Hello, kitty.
I had a note here about you wouldn't like Credence when she's angry because she starts like raging about how she's all ragey and like, give me my power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quite some amazing stuff from
and the girls. And then, so the grandpa like is like, okay, we're gonna use this Molotov, and like I've got a fire extinguisher that I'm gonna make a distraction with, and they're like, we're gonna sneak around the front of the house and with this. So they sneak around the front of the house and they're looking through like the living room window, and the grandpa's like, you're gonna have to throw this, light the wick with, I don't know, something, because the kid doesn't have any matches or
a
lighter.
No flameage.
Yeah, no flame producing capability. We'll and the grandpa's like, you got to throw this and then I'll make a distraction with the fire extinguisher. And so they're looking in the window, and then out of nowhere, evil preacher suddenly appears and grabs the Molotov out of the kid's hand.
Yeah.
And then like runs off the balcony, and he turns around and he's like, you, and he's like pointing at the grandpa like he knows him somehow.
Yeah.
Like, you meddler.
Yeah.
And then the grandpa,
you don't
like,
get to fuck our shit up.
Oh no. Gets really scared.
And the preacher starts to cast a magic spell on him. And like the preacher's eyes turn. They clearly bought him contacts for this moment. And he's like, he's got his hand forward in kind of a claw shape, and he's sort of twisting it back and forth, and this wind starts to blow, and the grandpa's all like, and this is where the preacher talks about sending the grandpa back to hell.
Yeah. Yes, back to hell.
Back to hell. And I'm like, and because he also has a line about, you know, about the grandpa meddling from his shadow realm. And I'm like, what? I want to know Grandpa's backstory. What
this
did Grandpa do
saying.
To get to hell? Like,
we need a story.
That's
about how
Grandpa's backstory.
So
here.
Quick with the Molotov cocktails, just like that's where we're going. Yeah. And like,
was he in the mob?
He figured a way.
He knows
manifest.
How to swing an axe and take a goblin hand off.
Yeah. He's badass.
He's seen
Grandpa.
Some shit.
He knows some shit.
He's seen some shit.
But he's got
Grandpa
some occult
does, like,
knowledge.
Muster
like...
up some courage. And he kind of gets back. Does he like set the preacher on fire with the power of his mind?
Well, this is where Grandpa again has another leap, a random leap in his capabilities and
he's
magic powers. Because he just smites the preacher. He like points his hand, and there's a big lightning bolt effect.
Right.
And by that I mean they cut to a slide of a lightning bolt.
Yeah, obviously.
Which the lightning bolt hits the Molotov cocktail and sets that off, which explodes in the preacher's hand and sets the preacher on fire.
This
and Grandpa disappears at this time as well.
Stops the party before they can eat. Yeah. Why they
and
haven't
this,
eaten yet? There's just a lot of la 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 not eating. Yeah. Thank God though.
Well, apparently you have to. Not only do you have to sing and clap, but you also have to present the food and take 20 minutes to cross. The room while you're presenting the food.
They're a theatrical bunch.
Yeah.
These goblins.
Time wasters.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, so Grandpa's power glows. Yep. He now has the ability to smite.
Wonderful.
He could just smite people with lightning.
He rolled a 12.
He rolled, yeah.
Yeah.
I have another note here of barbecue preacher.
Yeah. very barbecue preacher, but the barbecue preacher, it's like when you kill a werewolf and it's in its werewolf form and it turns back into a human. It's like the opposite of that. So you've killed the human, so she turns back into a goblin. Everyone comes outside and the dad uses the fire extinguisher and puts the preacher out, and then, oh, it's a goblin. He's like, whoa, what's going on here? And this is when the whole rest of the family's really like, oh no, we're definitely in a horror movie.
Yeah, and that kid was right the whole time?
Yeah. What? So they start slowly.
Yeah, this is cats out of the bag.
Yeah.
And this is the best because the goblins, the sheriff goblin, turns to the dad. Now, the family are like completely surrounded by the goblins at this point, right? Yeah. They are in amongst them.
Yeah. They're
completely surrounded with the kid over on the porch.
Yeah, like game over.
And the sheriff looks at him and says, the sheriff looks at the dad and says, he was one of us. You killed him. Now we're going to kill you. At which point, the goblins stand around looking menacing at them while the family takes 10 minutes to slowly gather together and back out of the crowd towards the house. The kid hops off the porch, joins them, and they very slowly back up onto the porch.
Instead of like,
and they're
running
all just
for the van, maybe
hills,
or just running away,
or running at all. They just
out of they go into the house, and now they back
up
themselves
into the
into
house
a corner.
And none of the goblins even move. They just stand around staring at them menacingly.
Okay, and then between that and what happens next, I am transported back to Christmas with the Cranks when they hid in the basement.
Yes.
And the carol singers are standing outside assaulting them.
The exact
with their
same
swans.
Scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they close the door. They're hiding inside. It becomes nighttime falls eventually.
Yeah.
And then,
this is nightfall. Nighttime doesn't just fall, because this is where we cut back to Credence.
Yes.
They go into the house and we cut back to Credence getting her power back from Stonehenge. Yeah. And she is like, I have the power of Grayskull.
She's so sexy now.
Right.
She is very sexy. Which,
she has like a couple of stones in her building.
Yeah. And she has a couple of stones in her building, which she touches, and she like calls for the power, stones. Which manifests as hotness, because she turns around and all of her ugly makeup is gone, her hair is down, and she is showing all of the cleavage.
Her décolletage, darling. Yes, Pauline.
Have her tits just got bigger?
Her tits did just get bigger. They have.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you all right?
Because they did.
Yeah, they totally did.
Do we get to do the last Winnebago scene now? Are we there?
We are on our way there.
Is it happening?
We are on our way there. We're
so
almost there.
Okay, what happens next, Chris?
So she screams out, I have the cleavage, and gains all of her power back.
I have the cleavage!
So now we cut back to the house again, with the sheriff outside, offering them up a bag of sandwiches of the green goo, because they want to kill them as a mob, but they don't want to be inconvenienced. So would you mind eating these sandwiches, which he throws onto the deck?
Yeah.
And like the creepy old store guy is even talking about, like, we could come in and just shoot you, but we don't want to do that because then we'd have to put your meat in vinegar and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, because if like your blood gets on the meat, we don't want to like
taste
the blood.
Then it spoils.
And then it spoils, and it goes into the family, and they're all freaking out. Again, there's no evidence that they've even locked the door, but that doesn't matter because the goblins aren't going to do anything other than stand around outside of the house.
Literally just standing there. They're not even talking or
they're not
moving.
Talking.
They're
no,
standing.
They're just standing.
Yeah. They're like, oh.
And then the family's like, dad's like, we don't have enough weapons to defend themselves. They have no weapons, literally none.
There's not like a fucking spatula or something.
Yeah.
Break a chair apart.
There's got to be.
Stabby.
Grandpa got an axe from somewhere. There should
ironing
be an axe
board.
Upstairs. Yeah. Ironing board.
Get creative with your weapon edge.
Yeah. Take a page out of Home Alone here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Work with what you have, people.
But yeah. maybe instead we should have a seance and try yeah. and get Grandpa, because Grandpa's the only one who can defeat them. I mean, Grandpa
Well, because
did.
Grandpa knows.
He did. He did just like yeah. lightning.
Grandpa knows, and occult practices to the rescue.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, okay, let's set up a seance. But before we get to the seance, we do get to, is it here?
We have, it we're is here. Here. We okay, are here. Here. We are here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Picture it, if you will. So. A young man in a Winnebago flipping through the television. Mm. There's some kind of weird, like, dancing lady with, is this the monkeys? I don't know. One of the weird this, television things yeah, that's happening.
One of the weird television things.
And then suddenly TV's not working anymore.
It's okay, though, because the CCTV is.
Yeah, because there's mm-hmm. Credence. And it's like, sexy saxophone music. She's sexy. She's got a cob of corn with her.
Mm-hmm. And just
she's like, hello, do you want to eat the corn with me? And he's like, what kind of program is this? And she's like, I'm not a program. I'm real.
Yeah.
So he opens the door. The music gets louder because diegetically the music is playing in the forest.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Out of her yeah. titties.
And apparently this is, and I am 95% sure that the song that's playing is You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Ooh. No, you know what it is? Okay, I talked to JD about this. You know when The Simpsons parody something, but they just change, you know how you have to change like a certain percentage yeah, of the yeah, notes
yeah, yeah.
and then
yeah.
it's okay to play it?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. It is, they changed just enough notes that you nice. Know it so you can leave your hat on.
But it's not quite. Yeah.
But it's not because quite.
My note here,
my note here was Credence has the sexiest corn and yes. you can leave your hat on.
Yes.
Do you want to eat it with me?
Because it was like, okay, so what, leave your hat on is like da 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 da. And it was like yeah. just off.
Da,
it was
da, like, da, da, da.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was just enough off. They didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah. And I really can't blame the kid for falling for her here no. because she is
smoking. Like, so like the way she is presented here versus the way she is presented earlier as like Frau Barbitzfla or whatever, like she's just not the same no. woman.
No.
No.
She's been
smoking hot in this.
Yeah. She's got the
thigh highs going on.
She got the titties.
Yeah. Yep. She shows him her little thigh high. She's like, don't want to let me in your
Winnebago? A couple of times.
I'm wearing sexy underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's not talk about how old these people are.
No.
Train.
No. Train. Train.
The train just is blasting by. It's getting very exciting in here.
Just say the train has come Woo! In to cover over that fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ignore that. Look, I'm a train.
So we're going to pretend like this is consensual and of age.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is.
No.
So, well, I mean, we don't know how long, we don't know A, how old Credence is, and
we
B,
don't.
How young she has become now that yeah. she has the power of Titskull.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So she decides to eat corn sexually with the...
Yeah, well, so...
Sexually.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about deep-throating the corn, guys.
Like, no,
it is,
she...
It is sexy.
It's hard to explain.
Without deep-throating the corn.
Yeah. So she
right?
starts off by, like, going down his face.
Is
like,
that
she,
another
like,
train?
Yes, yeah, it's a big, long train.
Okay.
It's a big, long train.
It sounded different.
She like goes down his nose and like down his lips and he's like blah, 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 blah. And then the music suddenly stops and she shoves him on the bed and it's like
yeah.
cut the music
yeah.
and she's like
yeah.
what's the matter, don't you want to eat the corn with me? And he's like, okay, I like popcorn. So then she like shoves the corn between their mouths and they're
both eating
making out
it
with the corn
as yeah. though you would eat a cob of corn.
They're like, nom, nom,
but on either side of this
is one of the
cob of corn.
It's like a Lady in the Scamp, the Lady in the Tramp, like spaghetti moment, but with a cob of corn.
Yeah, except that they're on the short side of the corn.
Yeah.
And then the crew just starts throwing popcorn at them.
Yes.
And like, yeah. It's hitting them and they're like, oh.
They're still trying to like make out with the corn from make both out. Sides.
Yeah.
And then all I said to JD was like, oh my God, do you know how hard it is to actually turn corn into popping corn? Because it's really fucking
She's like, I like popcorn. She's like, we just need to heat it up.
Yeah. And then this, and we're not talking like small movie theater corn. This is like kettle corn.
Yeah, it's ginormous, and it is coming from underneath,
everywhere.
Yeah,
they're coming from everywhere.
But they're lobbing it softball up.
Yeah,
up.
So it lands from above them a little bit.
Oh my God!
I cackled so loudly that my husband.
This is where I lost my shit.
My husband heard me from the garage.
Yeah.
My garage is separate from my house on the other end of the house. And I'm in the living room and I scream laughed so loud that Maddie stopped what he was doing and came in the house and was like, what's happening?
Yeah. It was amazing. It was
one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It was a thing of beauty. It's
I have to pee.
Okay. Well, let's take a little break to recover from that. Okay. Pauline had a chip break.
Yep.
Look, I gotta sop it up somehow.
Yeah.
Nobody else is on the same level as me, especially if you jump in on the second episode. It's gonna be weird.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Pauline has had some wine. I did have a glass of wine with dinner, but now it has completely worn off.
Mm.
And I'm real sad I gotta work tomorrow morning. Real sad about it. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Mm.
Good job.
Pauline is doing good.
You know I can do a whole bottle on my own.
I do. Yeah, No. Okay. Remember back in the day? Remember that time?
Sure do, babe.
Anyway. Speaking of wild and crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the popcorn.
The corn popped.
Yeah. The corn popped.
Oh, fuck. Corn pops. Remember corn pops?
No.
Yeah. I still get
cereal?
Those. Yeah.
No.
Corn pop cereal?
Puffs?
They're great.
Corn pops.
Corn pops.
No. Oh, we weren't allowed to have fun cereal.
Oh, we were such 90s bitches. Rice-a-roni,
Shreddies.
I love Shreddies.
You're an adult now, so you can get your own fun cereals.
Except I can't eat anything. A package of Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Which is so good. I can't eat Raisin Bran.
Rice Krispies.
I can eat Rice Krispies.
Okay.
Sometimes we were allowed the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios are, I'm sorry, my favorite fucking cereal.
Oh, yeah, I've got some
downstairs
right now.
And that is because I am an adult.
Mm.
This is now a cereal review podcast. Yes. You're never going to know how Troll 2 ended. Welcome to Is It a Cereal?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, get me on track.
Okay.
I'm going to shut.
Okay.
We are talking about corn.
We were talking about corn, but we're going to cut away from the corn.
We are right into some candles.
Cut away from the corn. We have the seance going in the house to try and summon Grandpa, which the definition of seance is them all sitting around a table with just a shit ton of candles. No pattern to the candles. No, nothing occult looking, just a bunch of candles in the middle of the house.
A tarot card in sight.
Yeah. We keep switching back and forth from outside of the house. We switch back and forth several times to inside the house with the seance to outside the house of the goblins literally standing around doing nothing.
Just standing, firing guns into the air.
At one point, the sheriff literally says, we're going to remind them we're here, and fires his shotgun twice into the air.
And they're like, no, concentrate on the seance. Don't listen to the gunfire.
Yeah. But again, it's like, you have a gun. There's more of you than there are of them. And they didn't lock the door. And there's windows. You could easily come in and just go in and kill them. So
I think we have established that they don't want violence, though, because then the blood will get in the meat and they'll have to soak the bodies in the vinegar.
Other than the violence of them dying.
They seem more just annoyed by that.
Yeah.
Like that's an annoyance.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's...
I think that's why they want to turn them to chlorophyll blood before they kill them, because they don't like blood. Right.
Yeah. So eventually we get the classic movie trope of the spirit has arrived. The kid calls out for the help. We have the classic movie trope of a wind wind coming up and blowing out the candles, yeah, yeah. And Grandpa comes back. I was really hoping for an Eldritch Horror at this point.
Yeah.
Like Cthulhu coming down, yeah, or something.
But no. No.
No, no. Alas. It's Gramps. It's Gramps. And but Gramps same, suddenly, again, Gramps suddenly informs Joshua that they can destroy the magic stone because reasons.
Okay. Somebody explain the magic stone. Good.
The magic stone is the stone inside her house.
Yeah. It's like the Stonehenge type stones.
That's like where she gets, that's where the power comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. These two giant stones with a slit in the middle, basically.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
And at the power of goodness.
Yes. That the power of goodness can destroy the magic stones. But actually, we don't hear that yet. We just know that if he concentrates hard enough. So Joshua concentrates really hard and then like passes out. And then suddenly there's a goblin there.
He switches places with a goblin somehow.
Yep.
Yeah, he just disappears and now there's a goblin there.
He face plants on the table at the seance.
Yeah.
Turns into a goblin, except he doesn't turn into a goblin. He like body swats with. Yeah.
Look, so who hasn't
Joshua face-planted? Goes to the LDS house and a troll. Spot.
And it's is it the one with the googie eyes? The one with the eyeball? Remember. Can't remember.
No, I don't think it is. I think the googie eyed one comes. But this is. Sorry, go ahead.
So weird because as soon as the troll is in the house, all the rest of the trolls turn to trolls, and they're like, "Now we can come in."
Yeah,
it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, all of a sudden this becomes assault of the trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trolls all come running in.
Troll battering rams.
Yeah, at one point, Elliot's like, can't we talk about it? We're all people here. No, Elliot, they're
trolls. Elliot, shut the fuck up.
No, Elliot, they're goblins.
What did Elliot contribute to this movie?
They're goblins.
Like, nothing.
He did not. And that whole plot line didn't need to be there.
And this is where, I think this is where we discover that goblins are able to come from anywhere as long as it's off screen.
Yeah. That's a good power to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Including when they jump on somebody on the middle of the staircase, it's because they're on that ledge. You know when you had the staircase and then like as you're walking up the staircase behind you, there was like, you know, wall of like a closet in the master bedroom or something, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know what we're going to do is we're going to put in our artistic ledge right here where you could put like a planter or something. So there was clearly a goblin standing there.
Just been waiting here the whole time.
And again, we get another classic example of footage reuse where the dad like throws a goblin down the stairs, and we see that exact same goblin go down those stairs for every time he throws a goblin down the stairs.
He had one stunt goblin.
Yeah. Yeah. Only
he
one
only
that
had
was like
so many
sure,
hours in the day.
You can't throw the kids down the stairs. That's all children in the goblin outfits. You can't throw them down. Draw the line.
And again,
only the adults.
Yeah.
So again, now the other thing, of course, also we have like the goblins are all now attacking. They've decided to heck with this. We're just going to attack. And they gave up the shotgun?
I guess.
I don't
know. They
got their little
rounds
out of
they
ammo?
Had as humans.
They must
maybe
be out
he
of
only
ammo.
Had two rounds and he fired them into the air. Because they just come in. They come in with just their hands and their... Again, question mark spears? Because these goblins don't. These goblins clearly do not know how to make spears. These spears are like
terrible.
They have
spears.
Two heads to them. They're pointing on directions.
Very inefficient.
Like, very inefficient. They're just like I think some props man just went wandering through the forest and strapped a little vaguely arrowhead shaped thing onto the end of every stick he found.
I feel like the goblins' main way of killing people is to feed them their funky green food and then they just like are immobilized, so they don't often have to resort to violence. So it's just a little new for everybody.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense because these goblins don't know how to fight.
Look, stabbing be hard. Give a bitch a break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again with the goblins can appear from anywhere just because thing, we have a moment where we jump over to Credence's house to show Joshua that he is transported there, and Gramp and he gets attacked by he sort of backs towards a group of
like
plants and a goblin, a goblin like jumps out of the bushes and grabs him. It's randomly fighting him. And then Gramps again appears out of nowhere as expert goblin fighter.
Yeah.
And he's face grabs the goblin and spins it around and then like gives it a backhand.
Yeah. I guess. What?
He's leveled up again. He's rolling 12s all night long.
20s.
He's rolling 20s.
20s.
Only ever played one time, and then I was told I was breaking the rules. So
whatever. Fuck that. 20s, bitch. 20s.
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 And that's where Grandpa reveals that the magical stone can be destroyed with light caresses, which seems like a design flaw. Because he's just like, he's like, we're going to destroy the stone. Put your hands on it. And they just kind of gently place their hands on it.
We all have to put our hands on it, but they're not all there. So I'm like, oh,
no.
This
isn't gonna so, work. Yeah. Then we cut back to the fight. Elliot makes an attempt to negotiate with the goblins.
This is where he's we're all humans here. No, Elliot.
Comes out strong with a blatantly untrue racism.
No, Elliot, no. You're just making them madder. You're useless.
And we now cut back to our most glorious of scenes as
the Winnebago.
We go back to the Winnebago again, where the young man
covered
and he's
in popcorn.
Spitting out little pieces of popcorn, and he's like, enough, I can't take any more.
No more popcorn.
So popcorn equals orgasm?
There is like only so much popcorn a bitch can eat.
Yeah, before you're like, and my mouth is feeling weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm so sick.
Yeah, the Credence comes out of the Winnebago and she's all ugly again.
Yeah, so I guess her power has been broken or something.
Not clear.
She got powered up and she used it all to sex up a random guy in a Winnebago with her corn love. And now she's back to but her hand is back.
And she's corn howling again, though.
I think corn love is going to be my band name.
Corn love. So then she howls again. And as the goblins are closing in on them, they hear her. And they're like, our queen is calling, except this is the only goblin that has any sort of movement at all in the mouth. And it's really limited.
Mm. One articulated puppet.
Yeah, like one little articulated lip. And then the bottom kind of goes. So like
but
one half of the upper.
You can still see the actual mouth.
Still see the actual mouth underneath. And it's like, our queen is calling us. And you're like, what? You're what? And then they're just like, poof.
Yeah, and they pop out like a balloon. And they're gone.
She pops back to her house with the stone in it. They get back to the house with the stone in it. And then they're surrounding him.
And for some reason, this becomes relevant at this point, that Grandpa has now run out of time. Because during the seance, for some reason, he suddenly declared that there was 10 minutes. The last time, it was the last time he could come, and they only had 10 minutes because at 6 o'clock he was going to disappear forever for, again,
reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we cut back to the house with Credence and everybody starting to arrive. Credence and the goblins starting to arrive. Yeah. And the grandpa and the kid.
Fades away.
And the grandpa, and grandpa's clearly not even touching the rock here.
No.
Yeah. And he gives a platitude about good being over evil and fades away.
He's like, goodbye forever, for real this time, basically. I'm going away. You're never going to see me. I'm dead for real. Bye.
Yes.
He's like, okay, grandpa, bye. And the they're going to try and get him to eat a plate of the green goop. And this is probably the worst green goop.
Yeah, but also just before Grandpa leaves, we have to jump way back.
Oh, no.
Because when Grandpa back to the Molotov, to Grandpa Molotov's.
Yes.
When Grandpa gave Joshua the Molotov, he also gave him a backpack.
He did.
He gave him a backpack and he said, don't open this until the time is right.
Yes.
I was really confused as to where this bologna sandwich came from.
He was from there. He okay. was like, you okay. can't use this until the
time.
Yeah. So,
yes, like in Lord of the Rings, when Frodo is not supposed to use the light until he's in his darkest moment.
Got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's a pretty classic MacGuffin move.
Okay. So now we know where he gets this surprise.
That's where he got the backpack.
Yeah.
Okay. The goblins are all
baloney.
The goblins are all doing their menacing stand around move that they're so good about.
Yeah.
Credence clearly needs chapstick again, like in a serious
way. Real bad. She's got to exfoliate. It's not good.
And yeah, and as you were saying, we now reveal that the backpack MacGuffin is a double-decker bologna sandwich.
Yeah. So they're surrounding him with this like slab that has goop on it, and it's kind of like yogurt that's been like halfway mixed out, but like there's so much of it and it's green, so it's like half smooth, half gloopy, and it's like wobbling a little as they're going towards him.
It's almost like, you know, when you do that experiment with the cornstarch.
Yeah.
And it's like Oobleck. Not solid.
Oh, it's so gross. Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't want to eat it. And then he pulls out a double decker bologna sandwich. But it's basically just like a pack of bologna, like
a pack and a half of bologna.
In between.
It's a lot of bologna. Bun.
That's a fuck ton of bologna.
I think it's
talking like 12 slices of bologna.
It's a lot. And he just like alms down on the bologna. And this is what really gets these goblins very
they
upset.
Heartburn kills goblins.
They freak the fuck out. Yeah.
They're just writhing.
Yeah. Credence starts going off about as he's threatening to eat the bologna sandwich, and she starts going off about
the toxins.
The toxins and the cholesterol.
Now he's safe because they can't eat him because he ate meat.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's basically meat in his system.
Goblins are defeated by the power of deli meats.
You got to worry about...
But we're mysterious. Made of meat.
Yeah.
They want to change him to not meat.
Well, so they want to make him change him to not meat, then anything he ate that was meat is also not meat, right?
They want to turn him into a beyond human burger.
I see.
There you go. Maybe it'll just take longer. Maybe it won't. They're really hungry.
Well, according to the goblin who was the store owner earlier in the film, they have to rinse them overnight in vinegar.
Yes.
That was his comment. About soaking them in vinegar for a while before they can eat them. And it's inconvenient.
Yeah, because the taste melds into the other taste.
Yeah.
There you go. We did it.
Yeah. So the family now suddenly arrives.
Grandpa appeared to us and told us to be here. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Jan.
Sure, Jan.
Sure. Whatever.
Okay.
Gotta have a reason.
I'm glad that they said it though, because I was kind of at the minute I was like, how the fuck did they know where he was? Grandpa.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and after the goblins disappear at the house to reappear back at Credence's place. Dad has a line about Joshua's all alone. We have to go help him. It's like, you don't know where the fuck Joshua is. All you last saw is he just disappeared.
Who?
Right?
Maybe he turned into a goblin. Maybe that goblin you threw down the stairs was your son. You don't know.
Yeah, and you did not hesitate to throw your goblin son down the stairs.
Look, we've established he's not maybe the best dad in the world. So
we have. Think.
Yeah, I think so.
So the family arrives to help, and they all start putting their hands on the stone. And again, the goblins do their classic stand around and watch.
Yep.
While the kid yells, "Concentrate!"
Yeah.
They all put their hands on, and they have to concentrate on goodness.
On what? Goodness?
Goodness,
I guess.
Goodness. And
clap to bring Tinkerbell back to life.
That's right.
It's really funny because I'm just like, I guess if you're looking at like who these people are, the mom and the dad have like completely ignored the fact that their son has been seeing his dead grandfather. The girlfriend's abusive towards her boyfriend. The boyfriend is he's all right, I guess.
He's a non-entity.
Yeah, he's just kind of like not really. And
he's not a great boyfriend.
No, he's not.
No one's really that good.
Nope.
They're also children. What do you want from your boyfriend?
Yeah. Like, no one with their hands on this rock is maybe the kid. I don't know. But goodness. And
but love. Goodness.
Yeah. So they keep turning like the light up on, like there's like obviously a stage light hitting all the goblins and Credence, and like whenever they're like thinking of more goodness, it cuts to them and the light gets brighter and they're all ugh! And Credence is selling the shit out of this. Like they're not giving her much to work with.
They've done
some pretty cool makeup where she's like bleeding green or like sweating green and like her makeup has gone real crazy and she's got contacts in and stuff. But like she is the
It's one. All her.
It's all her.
Yeah.
She's holding this whole thing together by a thread. And it's glorious to watch. The character photo for her in this movie is this moment of the film.
It's incredible.
It's great.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they just kind of defeat them.
My note here was that you can tell the goblins are dying by how much creme de menthe they vomit.
Yeah.
Because they all start vomiting creme de menthe like mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you vomit and then you disapprove. I don't know.
Yeah. They all just kind of, I don't remember. Do they disappear or they all just kind of fall down?
And then it's just kind of like cuts to them in the
arriving
car.
Back home. Yeah. Like it cuts to the car arriving back home at their, like at their actual house.
Yeah. Right. They're like, okay, let's see. I've got it. If they're hiding, the light's getting rid of, they're hiding their faces. And then he's like, goodness. Lightning. More barfing green stuff. They're covered in green. Lightning. More, this is taking a very long time. People fall over rails. More lightning. Yeah. Ooh, the googly eyes explode. Credence is just eating up the scenery. This is taking a very, very long time. Ooh, the puppet that's eye just exploded, it's now back together. And it's
right.
It's back. So the continuity's gone all wrong.
Damn it.
Wow. Yeah, Credence is pretty amazing. It's a beautiful thing to watch. There's a lot of lightning. Yeah, they just all kind of fall down. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all fall down.
They just kind of all fall
and
down.
And then it's like, boom. Yeah. We are in the next day.
Yeah, we cut to the family arriving home with everybody in the van now is just covered in sweat. Like, there is no AC in this van at all. They are all, like, they have just come from the gym after, like, a four-hour workout.
It's a definite hard cut, and they're just pulling up to the house. It's all sunshiny. Yeah. And they're all just like shell shocked and like,
yeah. And the dad is like, I'm going off to work.
I got to go do some business.
I got to do business.
After business.
Elliot's like, I'm going the fuck home. And
Holly's like,
daughters,
I'm going with you.
Yeah. I'm going with you. And the mom and the kid are like, okay, we'll go wait in the house.
Yeah. They go in the house. The mom pulls up, a bucket of apples, a bowl of apples out of the fridge. Yay! She's like, hey.
They're those red apples that we saw at the goblin house.
Yeah, they're the same red apples.
Yeah. Big red apples.
And she's like,
which are like red delicious apples, which are actually like the
ginormous.
Worst apple
they're
ever.
Awful.
They're gross. I don't like them.
Yeah, they're all like mealy fleshed and they have like no flavor to them.
No, they're great, but they're so gross. She takes a bite out of the apple. She's like, you want an apple too? He's like, no, I'm going to go have a nap. Goes upstairs. She's like, I'm going to have a shower.
Yeah.
And then the movie's still going. And I'm like, all right, what's going to happen? Something's going to happen.
Yeah. And the kid goes for a nap in his room with his shoes on.
Because
like a monster.
Deserves everything.
So he was already a fucking goblin. Yeah.
House goblin.
And then mom has gone off to the shower. Kid is in his room. Ominous whispers start happening. And the kid's like, mom, where are you? I can't find you. So I'm going to run into your shower room.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, don't do that.
Like you do.
There was something weird in that. Because then they go to he goes to the shower. And the shower is covered in green goo. And the shower is running.
Yeah.
So in my head, mom took the shower and exploded in the shower.
Yeah, she obviously the apple had something in it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she turned into a goblin like super fast. But then he runs downstairs and his mom's body's on the.
And we get surprise boobs.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm just like,
and a titty out of nowhere.
Yeah. Boob.
Yeah.
Obviously, like it's like someone has a body cast, but it's not been painted a flesh tone at all. It's just like white underneath, and they just like dumped creme de menthe all over it, and they were like,
"All over it, good enough." Like,
we do get the reveal because in order to tensify this up, as soon as the kid comes into the kitchen, we focus on the kid's face and we stay focused on the kid as he is very slow. He takes like a half a year to walk across this kitchen to the point where he can see the table.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Now, as he is doing so, we do see the red apple with bites taking out of it and green goo all over the apple.
Yeah, so the apples were obviously spiked.
So the apples were spiked with the green apples. Goo. Yeah. Right? With, so with that's where mom got green gooed, and then we cut to the table and it's like, ooh, boob.
And it was so weird.
Yeah.
Although not entirely out of place in an 80s horror movie.
Not at all. It was very like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
But it was like the only part. It was like the upper torso, no head, no arms, no abdomen.
No, titty. it was like sternum, it was like solar plexus.
Torso. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the
titty. But them titties.
You know what I bet it was? You know what I bet it was? Now that I think about what size it was a CPR dummy. I'll bet it was a female CPR dummy.
You might be right.
That makes so much sense.
What do they call those? What's her name? Right side.
I think they call them Annies. Annies. I think the girls are Annies.
Nice.
So we get surprise boobs and they are, the table is surrounded by goblins who are mashing their fingers against their lips in their form of eating and swirling up bits of mom. Yeah. And the one goblin with a little bit of articulation to his face looks up at the kid and says, do you want some?
Yeah.
And the kid's like,
and then it like cuts. I think it cuts back to the kid's face and he screams and end of movie.
And the movie's over.
Oh, we did it.
We have reached the end. Hallelujah.
Egads.
Done it.
But I was very disappointed in the ending because it totally should have been Credence.
Oh, she
like around the table, she should have been the one. She should have been like standing there with the goblins eating mom, and she should have been like, "Help yourself, kiddo."
She the queen.
Bring Credence.
She the queen.
Always more Credence.
More Credence.
Thank you.
Oh my god, we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We've been on this Zoom call for almost 4 hours.
Look, I'm sorry, but I needed a lot of wine.
Well, also, we did gab for about half an hour before we started recording.
But
us? What?
Us? Gab?
Gab?
I think it's important. I think it's important to talk about the fact that we were supposed to rejig the rating system, and we never got around to it.
You know what? Let's do it right now.
Okay.
I get to be a part of the rejig.
All right, we've had a little meeting.
Shoot, shoot, chaboogie.
I'm so sorry.
We've had a little meeting. This is not the longest Zoom meeting I've ever been. Actually, you know what? The New Year's 2021 Zoom party was the longest Zoom party I was ever on.
Was I on that?
You were on that. I broke a wine glass at the end of that.
Sounds like me. Oh, yeah! It was a fetch one.
Wow.
I was there.
Started my 2021 badly, let's just say. The next day was no good.
Was it
because
of you? Did you
it was 2021? No, it's because I drank a whole bottle of rosé all by myself. I was like, I can handle it. I could not. Rosé is not a good thing to drink all by yourself.
No, it's too sweet.
It's one of the worst ones. Mm. But anyway, we came up with our new scoring system. We're going to try and do like as quickly as we can, gut reaction.
Yeah. Fire from the hip.
Here are our categories. Category
is chart.
Fun.
Story.
Do they know? Did they try? Ambiance. WTF, hair/makeup/costumes, etc. That's my little pun.
I love it.
Sets design. Watch it anyway, and bonus. All right. Fun.
Okay.
I'm giving this like an 8.5 for fun. I had a lot of fun watching this movie. There were some things that were just so confusing that it wasn't like 100% fun, but it was pretty damn fun. Mm-hmm. What about
this
you, Holly?
Out of 10?
Out of 10. Yeah.
Oh, God. 7. 7. Ooh. Solid 7.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Chris?
I'm also on the 7 plan.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Story.
I might have enjoyed it a little bit better if I didn't have COVID, but.
Yeah.
So I would put fun at about 7.
You. Yeah.
Omicron.
Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Story. Ooh, it's not that great. I mean. It's a bit incohesive, incoherent.
Ooh. Incoherent. I want to give the story like a 4.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about you, Pauline? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to hit it with a 5.
Okay. All right.
Because okay. I do like a fantasy.
Do they know?
That one bitch knew, and one that other knew. Dude knew.
Two people knew.
Two people knew.
2 out of 26?
2 out of 26.
Yeah, and I don't even think the director knew.
You know what? I'm going to give it like a 6, though, because she knew so hard.
I'm going to give it a 5, because she knew so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Emily on this. I'm going to go with a 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, that store owner.
Yeah, that's those two people. Yeah. They knew.
Did they try? I think.
Everybody tried. So that's got to be a 10.
Yeah.
Everybody tried. Whether they succeeded or not.
Yeah.
Not
and like,
the point.
I love the fact that like they all went out to be an extra and they got a lead. So they were all like, let's do this. Yeah. And then like things happened.
They weren't necessarily great at what they did, but they gave it their all.
Yeah.
They 100% A for effort.
College try.
Sure did.
Ambiance was wacky.
Yeah.
The banjo of countryness, the synth.
Yeah.
The bassoon of
the
bassoon of scariness.
The Casio of creepy. So by ambiance, we just mean the feel of the movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this one's hard for me because it depends on how you look at how you're judging this by, right? Mm-hmm. If you're judging this by it's genuinely supposed to be a horror movie, the ambiance is like so low.
Yeah.
But if you're judging this on the merits of what it has become as a cult classic, then the ambiance is kind of high.
Yeah, I would say like a 9 if it were judging it on best worst movie, which is what it has been called. Then like super high. Like it is,
because it totally puts you in that mood of this is terrible.
There are so many things that are wrong that you're like, yeah.
And at this point, whether they intended it or not, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Nines across the board.
I'd say nines across the board.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hair, makeup, costumes. I mean, not the best.
So we could fail a lot here because we know a lot of these actors just showed up and what they were in and they were like, great.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot of thought.
There wasn't really
a
design concept.
Those troll masks were so tragic, but the tragedy of them made them what they are.
Kind
I'm going to go in
awesome
the middle.
And funny.
I'm going to go with a 5.
I'm going to go with a 4.
Okay.
It's hard because I feel like some of this was budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, I think I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go like a 5.5, mm-hmm. I think, because, you know, while we know that they were just the costumes they showed up in.
Yeah.
They looked appropriate for like the time that I felt this movie was in.
Sure. Fair.
Even though I know, you know, like that, because that wasn't something I knew while I was watching it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just fit, all the costumes fit the characters.
They did, and you like you knew, mm-hmm.
you know,
like who these people were, and you could relate and blah blah.
I gotta
blah,
tell
blah,
you, I was really distracted by the obviously plastic leaves on many of the like the leaf horror moments, where it was just like we went to Joanne's, we went to Michael's,
That was cool.
I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10 for what the fuck.
Definitely said it a few times, so I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah.
I had WTF on a number of my notes throughout this. Yes.
Okay. Et cetera.
So, okay. Well, let's look at the sets. We got a Winnebago.
Yeah.
We got the LDS.
The general store, the home.
The forest.
I can't fault these sets.
Yeah?
No. No. Because the Winnebago was a reasonable set.
I'm gonna give it like a seven.
I
feel like you said in the creepy Credence's mm-hmm. creepy house could have been more creeped up, but then also they had like Stonehenge inside her house as like someone did that. You know?
They did do that. Yeah. Like things didn't always necessarily make sense really. And like were things lit right?
It looks a little rinky dinky here and there, but like a solid effort was made, obviously.
Yeah, I think it was all pretty like believable and cohesive. I think this is all 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give her a 7.
I mean, like we sort of said that, you know, some of these sets would have been, you know, a 10 out of 10 on a stage, just not in a movie.
Look, this whole show on a stage would have been amazing.
I'd see a stage play of this.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I would. Sevens across the board?
Okay, seven. Yeah, I think
I'm
sevens.
A seven.
Watch it anyway.
Oh, you must watch this.
I think you have to watch this.
Yeah.
Just to have experienced it.
Yeah.
This is a 10. If only to have the joy of experiencing the meme firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah. And then realizing that, like, oh, he's actually doing what he should do as an actor in that scene. It's not just
he made a choice. Yeah. Could he act? Not really. Yeah. But, like, he made a choice there. And I respect that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I would watch this movie over again just for Credence.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. You know,
he's good.
She's amazing.
This is the kind of movie that I'd be like, oh, and this is the thing, like, in the documentary that a lot of people are like, oh, if you find someone that hasn't watched this movie, then you're just like, sit down with them and be like, we'll watch it. You know what I mean? This is kind of the thing where
it's great.
Like, if I'm ever like super bored and people are like, what do we do? I'll be like, have you seen Troll 2? Because
obviously we're going to watch Troll 2.
Obviously that's what we should do right now. So yeah.
We have a glass. We're going to have a bottle of wine, maybe a couple of gummies, and we're going to watch Troll 2.
And then everybody's going to be like, oh, I haven't seen Troll 1. And you're like, this is not a problem.
Oh my gosh.
This
I need
is not
to have
a problem at all.
I did not take notes while either time. Haha. Sorry, Chris. But I did have tequila the first time I watched this movie. A riotously wonderful time. So yes. Bonus points. Any bonuses from anybody? I feel like we've already given props to Credence, but I feel like maybe I'm gonna give like another.
Kind of want to give like at least one. I want to give like at least one bonus point for the power of cleavage.
Yeah. Power of cleavage.
She good.
And I want to give at least one bonus point for popcorn.
I
was gonna give a bonus point for popcorn. And I wanted to give a bonus point for Credence's eyebrows.
Okay.
Eyebrow acting, to be specific.
I'm going to give two bonus points for popcorn because that thing made me laugh so hard my husband could hear me in
so
another building.
I flapped.
Like he was concerned something had happened. And then I made him watch it. I'm also going to give one more bonus point for that. Like I loved Holly's dance scene / practicing talking to her boyfriend scene. I was like, this is very relatable. So three bonus points total for me. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Here's where I got to do some math, you guys.
Yeah.
Chris, can you do math?
Math. I have a calculator that can
great.
Math.
Okay. So out of 300 points, this movie from all of us, it gets 213 points.
Uh-huh.
So what is that
percentage?
Then there's a formula for it on Excel, but I'm not on there.
How many? It was 230 points that we got.
213.
Mm-hmm. 213. That's like 70%.
Wow.
That's like 71%.
Yeah,
71%. Okay, so a passing grade, according to Pauline, is like 50-something. Oh, what is it?
No, 60.
60. And this got 71%.
So is it redeemable? Yes, queen!
It's redeemable.
Oh, my God.
Eyebrow.
Oh, my God.
We did it. Okay.
It's our first two-parter, Chris.
We just had so much to say.
I cannot believe between the three of us, we couldn't shut up.
Shocker.
Totally shocking.
We're never the last people to leave a theater because we're talking to you.
What?
Never. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for joining us on Norwegian Theater.
This has been my absolute pleasure.
This has been fantastic. We'll have to have you back again sometime.
Yes.
If you can find another terrible movie, we'll have you back on here again.
Anytime.
And maybe, you know, COVID willing, we can't believe we're still saying this in 2020. It's fine. Maybe we could get together and watch a movie and
like
then just
together,
go record
together.
We found that.
I would love that.
Yeah, this is our favorite way to do it, is to watch together and then immediately hop upstairs.
So,
yeah.
Thank you to all of our various spouses who have let us spend 4 hours, 5 minutes, and 4 seconds on a Zoom call together today. I'm so sorry. Anyway, that's a wrap for now. Come find us on Instagram. We're at No Redeeming Feature. We're also on Facebook as No Redeeming Feature. If you have suggestions for a terrible movie that we need to watch, please let us know. We can be reached by the emails at gmail.editingemily. We'll find that and put it in just now because I've forgotten.
Featurepodcasts@gmail.com.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye. Goodbye now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Have you put... Oh, my God.
You can just smash a chip bag against your mic.
Okay, we're just going to wait for Pauline to finish chewing her chips.
I was like, I'll just grab one more chip. And it was like the biggest fucking chip in the world.